Hold on. They made a phone to look like a sneaker?
Have you ever been to the AT&T store?
I think we have entirely too much time on our hands. We're making phones that look like shoes.
I have to agree with you there.
You can make a phone that looks like anything. Just take anything, put a phone inside of it. It's the same concept as you can make a lamp out of anything. I remember when I was a kid, my little sister made a lamp out of a muffler. It was the coolest thing I ever saw.
Then when you got to college, you made a bong out of an apple peel.
Yeah, there's nothing wrong with that. It'll work.
Sorry, I can send that police beat over to you.
This technology is wonderful. You couldn't send the police beat?
Yeah, remember?
Oh, yeah, I remember that. You're going to send us all these arrest reports and stuff.
I can read you a couple.
Oh, give us a couple cool ones out of this. This is out of the student, right?
Yeah. These are actual reported crimes of actual things that happen on campus, okay?
Don't do the crime if you can't do the time.
Don't do it. You just don't do it.
Right on.
You ready?
Ready.
On January 25th, two employees of McMicken Hall had a can of Coke taken from the refrigerator of their office. There are no suspects.
Ooh.
Life's rough 11, over there in the dorms, ain't it?
While in Lakeham Library, a student left his wallet in the study table. He returned the next day to find it missing. You're kidding.
Boy, what a shock.
I guarantee you're not going to be seeing that guy on Jeopardy.
No. No.
Hey, it's good to hear from Larry tonight.
No, but I got to tell you something there, Schultz.
What's that?
You have to try. You have to go back. If you leave your wallet somewhere, you at least have to pretend like you're going to go back and look for it.
The next day.
Yeah, well, I would try to go back that night, but...
Oh, I just got to make a couple corrections, too.
Okay, do they have any... I don't know about the library here at UC, but do they have any of those study places, study areas... where they're in like individual cubicles and they're completely surrounded with that kind of bathroom glass that it's hard to see through?
No.
Bowling Green had some of those and they were just screw every, you know, just totally screw rooms. I almost said a dirty word. Up on like the fifth floor of the library, they had these like individual rooms almost where you could go in and study and they were just...
I remember those.
Sexorama.
I know a couple people that had sex in library or in other various places on campus, but
Schultz, I bet you know people that just go in the library and show their penis to girls, don't you?
I really don't want to comment on that right now.
It's a big thing over at the university, I've been hearing.
Big thing?
Big, well.
Is it big?
It depends on the individual.
Is it DeLong?
Yeah, it was in the police beat. You want to hear this?
Yeah, lay it on us!
A student was studying in a chair near Zimmer Auditorium.
Mm-hmm.
A man sat down next to her, unzipped his trousers, and started fondling himself.
I'm not into that, man. That stuff's just kind
of... According to the complainant, from the sound of it, the man completed his act and then left.
From the sound of it?
Yeah.
Okay, see, that's good that she didn't look and watch. Remember, you know who David Cohn is, the baseball pitcher?
Mm-hmm.
He got sued because he forced a woman, supposedly. He allegedly forced a woman to watch him masturbate.
Mm-hmm. How do you force her?
How do you force someone to watch?
Tie her up or something?
No, she was sitting there. He whipped out his Met Willie and I guess started, you know, putting rosin on the old bat or whatever you want to say it. Broke out the pine tar for the stick. And she was forced to watch. How the hell was she forced to watch?
Mm-hmm.
So I give this young woman credit over there for not paying attention, but I think I'd have gathered my book supply, my slide rule, and my pencil box and went somewhere else and studied.
Yeah. Hey, two more things. Rob, I just have to correct you.
Uh-oh.
The definitions at the beginning of the show, those are actually definitions of a Republican and a Democrat. Not conservative and liberal.
No, see, they're flip-flopped.
No. The definitions you gave were of a Republican and a Democrat.
No, they were of a liberal and a conservative.
No, they weren't.
See, Republicans are supposed to be conservative, but they've adopted some of these liberal positions.
Right.
And the Democrats are supposed to be liberal, but they've adopted some conservative positions.
I think it's a plot by our mindless government to confuse the hell out of the people. Well, you know what Adolf Hitler said? It's a good thing for the leaders of this world that people don't think. And I think this is just another plot to keep the proletariat down.
Larry for president, all the way.
That's right.
He cuts across all that party and ideology crap. Gets right to the heart of the people.
Thanks, Schultz, baby. Let's.
Oh, he said he had another point.
Oh, well, make your other point then.
You still there?
Yeah.
Get on with it.
I just have one. Do you guys have any idea who the hell made Pat Sajak the king in comedy?
Pat Sajak's hilarious.
That guy is an ass.
Pat Sajak made himself what he is.
You know
today.
What's so great? What I love about Pat Sajak is when they're doing the very final one where you can win the car or the 25 grand or whatever you draw that.
Uh-huh.
And say the letters you guess virtually fill in the whole puzzle.
Uh-huh.
And he'll start going, oh, this is really hard. I bet you won't be able to get this one. This one's really hard. He'll start doing stuff like that.
He's no funnier than Rush Limbaugh.
He's Letterman-like is what he is. That's what his talk show was. And that's all he was.
Cool.
Thanks, Schultz.
Later.
I want to fill our listeners in on some upcoming events that they might want to catch musically speaking. For example, Sunday afternoon up in Burnett Woods in Clifton, Arlo Guthrie, it's absolutely free. Just go up to Burnett Woods with your picnic basket, find a nice grassy place, sit down. You can get a little old anything you want, anytime you want, with Dallas's Restaurant.
Coming into Los Angeles, don't check my bags.
So Arlo Guthrie will be playing for free Sunday afternoon. And if that ain't enough for you, Sunday night, go up to Sudsy Malone's, right there in the heart of sunny, romantic Coryville, across the street from Bogart's on Vine Street for Human Machine, formerly Beeljack, formerly Scumjack, playing with a band called Throat.
Throat.
I'm sure you'll want to catch it.
Throat.
Heavy metal at Cincinnati's finest. You're not going to catch fine entertainment like this at Annie's. No, you got to go to Sudsy's to get it.
When?
That's Human Machine Sunday night Sudsy's. So catch that. Something else was... Oh. Owen Knight and Blacklight Braille with special guests. What are they called? Bitter Blood Street Theater, man. Get the bongs out for this one. Take your hookah downtown. Catch that show. It'll be May 28th, which is a Saturday night at Longworth Hall downtown. Call me and correct me if I'm wrong, because I might be wrong. But that's Owen Knight and Blacklight Braille. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Music from Blacklight Braille. You should hear it when Owen sings along.
That's cool.
Isn't it?
That is cool. They're going to be playing down there somewhere, huh? Look at her. She's grabbing that guy. They never take their shoes off. They never take their shoes off. 749-1444 is the phone number here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show.
In December, a meteorite crashed through the roof of a home in Mihanshiki near Osakazaki, Japan. And it was probably a piece of the same space object that landed in Japan more than 1,000 years ago.
No!
So say the researchers at the National Science Museum at Okayama University. The earlier meteorite that descended in western Japan in the year 861... And even though the new rock that hit the Shiamite Prefecture, whatever the hell that is, 1,100.
That sounds like a
years
new.
After the first one, they landed only 177 miles apart. You know that?
Doesn't that sound like a new radio station? New rock to hit Japan.
According to scientists, they both broke off an object that has been traveling through space for over 60 million years.
The new rock of Japan.
Can you imagine traveling through space for 60 million years?
New rock has hit Japan finally.
Jennifer, you're on the air.
Oh, hi.
Hi, how you doing?
Oh, just fine. How are you both doing tonight?
We're fantastic.
Rob was asking about the UC library, whether they have the private cubicles.
Yes, I was. They do?
Do.
And are they used for any illicit purposes?
Usually. Actually, it looks like there's classes in there, but they're locked all the time, so I don't think you could really get away with that.
Well, you got a hairpin, don't you?
Yeah.
Credit card?
I don't think I'm that desperate. I mean, you know, I have an apartment.
Whoa! BWOC, huh?
Yep.
Big woman off campus.
Yep. But, yeah, that it was hard to understand what you were asking, you know, at first.
I try to be delicate about these things.
Yeah.
Rob, you're a delicate kind of guy, aren't you?
I am a delicate kind of guy.
He sounds like he is.
So you're a student over there at campus, huh, Jennifer?
I certainly am.
What's your major?
Undecided.
Where are you from?
Should I say? I don't know.
You're a freshman?
I'm a freshman, yeah.
Most freshmen are undecided, aren't they?
Most people are undecided.
What are you leaning towards? Fashion design?
No, it's journalism.
Journalism ain't bad.
Do you write? Hey, do you write for that stupid or whatever they call it?
I sure do.
Well, you know, I know of a late night talk show that would make a wonderful feature.
It wouldn't be the Chris and Rob late night talk show.
Exactly. You must be a mind reader. You're sure you're not in the parapsychology department? Paranormal psychology?
No, that's next quarter.
You know Mike Klein? He works over at the newspaper?
Yeah, he's great.
Yeah, he was going to write an article about us. He came down here. He interviewed us live on the air.
Took some pictures,
took
didn't
some
he?
Pictures, yeah.
He's
and then
a
you know what?
He
never ran a story.
He never. He wussed.
It must have slipped his mind.
So will you deliver a message to Mike Klein for me?
I certainly will.
Send our love.
I will.
I love that guy.
He interviewed us on air, even.
Yep, right here, right live, right before our studio audience.
That's amazing. He's a great DJ, too.
Oh, he is, isn't he?
Yeah.
Ray
oh,
Vaughn.
Yeah, he is King Raver, isn't he?
He is.
You, Utah Saints.
Yeah.
So yeah. What does a freshman woman over there at UC do for fun nowadays? Let's get the state of the campus report. You know, like every year, every 2 years, all the major media people, and you'll be involved in this someday, Jennifer.
Someday.
They all land on campus and they do their annual or biannual state of the college student report.
Like in Spin.
Like in Spin, Rolling Stone. And they do it every year, but then Newsweek and Time and U.S. News World Report, they'll do one every 2 years or so.
Yeah.
The state of the college student. So what's the state of the college student over there at UC? What does a typical fresh woman, first-year student person, like to do to get her kicks?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of clubs and a lot of sudsies, you know, in one word. That's about it. I mean,
should that guy take that one woman to Cooters?
No. If,
no?
Well, it depends on what night.
Explain the nights.
Well, on, if I get it right, I think there's two nights that are alternative.
Depressive night?
Maybe. Well, there's
Smith dance remixes that last 8 minutes?
Probably.
Okay.
Yeah. But there's, I think it's top 40 most of the time, and then there's two nights where it's rave, and then there's one night when it's rave, and then there's another night when it's
What do you think of that whole new rave fad?
I don't know.
You're not much of a raver?
No. I drank a smart drink. It really, you know.
Give you a headache?
Yeah.
Well, that's why Rob and I try to stick to dumb drinks.
It works.
Meister Brawl.
Yeah. Colt 45.
Yeah. But yeah. Those rave fashions are just a bit much. The big, you know, red and white stripes.
I'll tell you something, though. Raves are great places to go if you want to watch some transvestites.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
What else do you do for fun?
What else do I do?
What kind of drugs do you do? Any?
No.
Because, you know, back in the 60s, I understand drugs were real big with you college kids. Is that still true today?
Sure, yeah.
It is?
Not with me, but sure.
What about your parents? Do you hate your parents?
Yeah.
You do?
No, I don't.
Do they understand where you're coming from? Are they, how do you youngsters say, are they hip to your bag?
They haven't said that since the 50s, Rob. Jeez.
I'm pretending to be
Are they down with it?
No, they're not.
I'm pretending like I work for U.S. News and World Report and I'm some 45-year-old and I've been sent back to campus to do. Are your parents hip with your bag?
They ain't.
They're not?
No.
Oh.
Well, before we cut you loose, Jennifer, one more question.
Okay.
What are you going to do with your summer vacation?
Probably find a job.
Going to go to New Orleans with $1,000 in your pocket and come back a millionaire, right?
That's right.
Okay. Well, do us a favor, will you?
Yeah.
Keep tuning in. Tell all your friends.
Yeah, all right. I'll tell Mike Klein you said hi.
Yeah, well, just send our love. Give him a big wet smooch on the lips.
Didn't she call to correct something I said? Was that your original purpose?
No.
You wanted to fill me in about.
I wanted to fill you in on the cubicles in the Langston Library.
Langston Library.
Langsome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks. We hope you graduate and get a good job working for some big company and make a lot of money.
Well, same to you both.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
749-1444 is the phone number here.
At the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. Talking about all kinds of things. Man, we just cover everything all the time nowadays, don't we? We used to just have one topic, and we would stick to it, and we would beat that horse until it was dead, until it was rotting, until it was decayed, until
it was glue,
until the corpse was nothing but bones and flea-bitten skin. We used to beat those horses to death, but now we bounce all over the place, and we're going to talk to Jason right now.
Jason, baby. Hi, Jason.
Hey, I just want to say, do you know that Kiss is still around?
Oh, yeah. Kiss
Alive
3,
came
out today.
Well, what's up with that?
I was in an Oxford record store not too long ago, and this kid came in, and he was kind of stooped over, and he's maybe 16 years old, and he made a beeline. He walked so fast through the store, and the place was crowded because it was 20% off day. The kid just stormed through the store like a stormtrooper. Walked fast. Everybody just turned and watched him walk. He walked up to the board where it had new releases, upcoming releases, and events. And he went like this. Yes, Kiss Alive 3, May 18th. Yes, jam it. And then he walked out of the store.
The video jukebox, now seen a new one. How old are these guys, like 50?
Hey, Gene Simmons' tongue is long enough to make you his very best friend.
I heard that was a cow tongue.
I don't know. I already just cut the bottom thing there or whatever. Yes, Kiss is still around. They're still rocking. And I read one of those magazines.
They're not wearing makeup anymore, though.
Alternative Press, I think I read. And someone wrote in and said, you know, quit making fun of Kiss. And, you know, they said F you to Paul and Ace or whoever the hell left. Because it's Gene and somebody else is still, I don't know, two of them left. And they said, oh, you know, and Paul and Stan, if you don't like it, just F you. And Kiss is rules and rocks forever. And all you prog rockers can just go to hell because Kiss rules, dude. Signed Tom from Toronto or something.
When I was younger, I used to like, you know, the makeup. I used to have the dolls and the cards, but...
You were a private in the Kiss Army, weren't you?
Yep. I was the head leader in Cincinnati. And all right. I was 12 years old, stacked.
You're the general?
Something like that.
You're a private part of the Kiss Army.
Yep. I just had to tell you, I didn't know Kiss was still around. I mean, that's all.
You know what the letters in the name Kiss stand for, don't you?
No.
Knights in Satan's Service, KISS.
You know what, you guys were kids in Satan's Service.
That's right.
You were a full-fledged knight. Or was it short for Kiss My Ass?
I don't know.
No, Knights and Saban.
Was Gene Simmons really a high school teacher at one point?
I heard he was in college and everything. Is Paul gay?
He might as well be. I mean, you go back and listen to those old songs. They are just so brutally bad.
Yeah.
And it's so disturbing to hear bands say that they were legitimately influenced by Kiss. Who'd you listen to growing up? Oh, a lot of Kiss. That's frightening.
Yeah. Well, who was Kiss? Who was they? They came out with heavy metal, didn't they? I mean,
they sounded like the really bad version of the MC5.
Yeah, Steppenwolf invented heavy metal.
I just think it was around that. You got the most of the glamour, I guess, around the late 70s.
I'll tell you, if you're ever hanging out with a babe and you want to make out with her and you need something to get you started, go rent a copy of video of Kiss meets the Phantom of the Park. Throw
that.
It on the VCR. About halfway through it, you're going to be so bored and the special effects are so bad that you're going to have nothing else to do but make out.
Yeah.
Gooch's smooching tips.
Smooching tips from the Gooch right here.
Put your hand in my pocket, grab onto my rocket. My favorite Kiss couplet.
Thanks, Jason.
Spike Inch Teal or something like that.
749-1444. Give us a call. Chris and Rob.
Kiss right now.
I hear the train a-coming. It's rolling around a bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison, and time keeps dragging on. But that train keeps rolling on down to San Antone. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, son, always be a good boy, don't ever play with guns. But I shot a man in Reno just to watch him die. When I hear that whistle blowing, I hang my head and cry. I bet there's rich folks eating from a fancy dining car. They're probably drinking coffee and smoking big cigars. Well, I know I had it coming. I know I can't be free. But those people keep a moving, and that's what tortures me. If they freed me from this prison, if that railroad train was mine, I bet I'd move it on a little farther down the line. Far from Folsom Prison, that's where I want to stay. And I'd let that lonesome whistle blow my blues away.
Johnny Cash live at Folsom Prison. Rob's going to tell us now a little piece of trivia. Who was in the audience at Folsom Prison when Johnny Cash played there and recorded that song?
Merle Haggard. Future country legend Merle Haggard.
Although
Johnny played at Folsom Prison more than once, but Merle caught one of his shows.
And who pardoned Merle Haggard?
Governor Ronald Reagan.
What did Merle do to get in there in the first place?
He robbed a guy about 9 times, and the cops finally got tired of arresting him and sent him to jail. Go ahead, Julio.
Julio.
Hi, Julio.
Julio, you're on the air.
You're live with Chris. Hello.
Hello.
Julio, how are things down at the schoolyard?
Hello, can you hear me, man?
Yeah, yes. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you, man.
Hey, man, what's up?
Nothing, what's going on, man?
I'm not man, what's going on with you, man?
I'm new in town, and I'd like to know what's a good place to go.
Okay, I'll tell you something. Sunday is a big day.
Sunday, where?
Sunday afternoon, for free, you can go see Arlo Guthrie over Burnett Woods. It's part of the big Jewish folk festival or whatever they call it.
Arlo Guthrie's Jewish?
I have no idea.
I'm not Jewish.
It doesn't matter. Just go to it. It's fun and it's free. There's food. Babes.
I like food.
Babes will be there. So go, all right? That's Sunday for free. Sunday night after the show.
And
just
it's free.
A few blocks away, up to Sudsy Malone's. It's only $2 or $3 at the door, a couple bucks for a beer, and you're all set for Beal Jack.
What's this place, Cooters, this guy was talking
Human
about?
Human Machine.
Cooters,
now.
That's where they do rave-ons, and they have, like, the dance music, and...
Is that a good place?
That's all right. I mean,
where are the places where the girls wear really tight designer jeans, tube tops, and satin shirts unbuttoned?
Huh?
Don't they have those kind of places around here anymore?
They do.
Do they? Where are they?
They have them in Mexico.
Do they?
Oh, yeah.
Maybe I should. You know what I'm talking about.
No, I know.
They wear those bright blue Jordache jeans. They wear maybe a bright blue halter top, and they wear a satin shirt over top, and they also wear open-toed clogs.
Julio, do me a favor.
Or earth shoes.
Close your eyes.
Okay.
Imagine this. You're in a smoky bar, there's strobe lights going, and this is what you hear.
Yeah, well, they play this kind of stuff.
You're at Cooters, baby. All right? There's babes everywhere. Skirts, mini skirts, people smoking cigarettes, fags, everything, man. Everything you could possibly want. It's like the cantina scene in Star Wars. It's like the Star Wars bar. You're there, man. And the shit's happening all around you.
It's going down.
Yeah, it's fresh.
This place is happening, man.
And you're hanging out by the girls' bathroom.
That's right.
Because that's where everybody camps at Cooters. So get there early.
Best spot to make new friends.
You'll talk about it, talk about it.
And what are you going to say, Julio? A real beautiful woman walks up to you and says, hey, you're kind of cute. What are you going to say to her?
I'm going to say, won't you take me to Funky Town?
Yes! You're there.
Thank you.
We don't need to train you anymore. You're all set. We're gonna cut you loose on the city of Cincinnati and see what happens.
Julio, you got your permit. You got your learner's permit. Go out there and go for the big time.
Spread that disease, baby.
And go wild.
Okay, later.
Later.
749-1444 is the phone number here. Give us a call. We'll take you to Funky Town.
They don't have places like that anymore?
I have no idea. You got me.
I don't know. They used to be all the rage back, you know, a few years
ago.
Who
was that?
Some muttering.
Why didn't we put him on the air?
Let him mutter.
Oh, we don't want to.
Oh,
do that.
Wow.
No.
Yeah, heaven forbid that. 322.
Betty Ann.
It's what?
Betty Ann, welcome back.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
We're okay. Where you been keeping yourself?
Oh, in Northern Kentucky.
Northern Kentucky.
Northern
Kentucky.
Northern
well.
Kentucky. He said.
Oh. Is he looking for records?
Yeah, we're always looking for records.
Yeah. I couldn't hear him very well. How have you guys been?
I've been fine.
Fantastic.
I can't speak for Chris.
I've been great.
How have you been?
Very good. I graduated college.
What are you going to do now?
I look for a job.
With a big company where you're going to make lots of money and drive a BMW, but car, phone, and a beeper?
Yucky.
No?
No.
So are you going to join the Peace Corps and hang out and travel around and put
no.
your skills to work
wear
and
sandals
and teach people how to make
I'm
fishing
not a
nets?
Bohemian.
You're not a... Oh, you eat meat then?
Yes, I do.
All right.
Hold on. She eats White Castles. That doesn't count as
funny
meat.
Funny thing. You know, I keep meeting all these nice girls. The kind of girls you kind of would take home to mom, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I start to get to know these girls. They seem like nice girls. Next thing you know, I find out she's a vegetarian. You can't take her nowhere.
I know.
Chris
sucks.
Has sideburns now.
Next thing you know, you go over to her place. You know, think you're going to get a little nookie. She's got two cats. Rubbed up all against you. So busy sneezing, you can't get any nookie.
Very high maintenance.
Yeah. I just can't seem to make it happen.
Did you guys miss me? I missed you.
Yeah, you haven't called us in like 3 or 4 months or something, have you?
I know, it's been a long time.
No.
Oh,
yeah, I bet it is.
You never know.
So why haven't you called then? Have you been finishing up your studies?
I finished up my studies, and then that's it.
Then you've just been lounging?
Been lounging.
So what kind of wild hair got up you tonight that made you want to call?
I don't know. I went to karaoke night somewhere, and I just... had that wild, crazy urge. And
you thought of us when you heard karaoke,
play
huh?
A little karaoke
I'm
on us.
So what's
up,
Archie? I heard a whole
here. I'll do a little karaoke for you.
Okay.
We're going to put on a CD, and you can sing along to the words, okay?
No, I can't.
Oh, yeah, you can.
Fun.
No, I can't.
Yeah, you can. It's a song everybody knows and loves. You hear it at every wedding.
Ready? This is Funky Town.
It's an old Jewish folk song.
Go.
That's not Funky Town.
Just wait a second. There
ladies
it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, this is Betty Ann with Funky Town.
Now I want to hear the Litz Incorporated version.
Well, we don't have it here.
This is kind of catchy, though.
Go, Betty Ann.
The Muzak version of Funky Town. Oh. Turn off the 70s music. I can hardly stand it.
You're supposed to sing along. You're no fun.
I can't. I need the words on a little teleprompter.
That's cheating.
I'm completely lost.
I think that's
lost.
The only karaoke CD I have in here.
Hmm,
right now.
Boy. That really.
I think it is. Well, here. I got some guys you can
here
sing
you
along
go.
With.
There you go. You need to know that.
I thought you guys would have gotten a better time slot.
Yes,
now.
You would certainly think so, wouldn't you, Betty Ann? But.
Sing along with those guys.
We did
for a couple weeks.
That's what we thought.
Why? The word spread that Chris and Rob were no longer...
It worked,
longer?
Though. Now we have full benefits and a pay raise.
That's good.
All our demands were met.
Betty Ann...
7.5 cents.
Heck yeah. I can't begin to tell you how great it is to finally hear your voice again.
I'm so happy you missed me, because I missed you guys. There was a void in my life for so long now.
Can you pick up the station there in Northern Kentucky?
Sure can. Clear as a bell.
Really?
Do you have that new crystal clear digital sound that all the classic rock stations in town are getting?
Oh, we've had that. They're trying to catch up to the monster waif.
Do you still have the rodents running around in your...
I tell you what, last week this roach came in. It was as long as my thumb. It scared Chris and Jim to death.
Oh, yeah.
But being a former big game hunter, I took charge and squished him. And, you know, I weigh over 200 pounds. And I had my full body weight on this roach. And I was standing up. He was carrying me around on his back. I was like I was ice skating. I was just gliding along the floor because this roach was just walking around and I was on his back.
You're funny.
Do you mean funny, ha-ha, funny, or funny peculiar?
Both.
Thanks, I think. You still schlep drinks?
No, I schlep...
Pizza?
No.
Oh, damn.
Bad Mexican food.
Taco Bell!
No.
Zantigo!
I'm not that desperate yet.
You work at the taco bar at Wendy's.
I work at the Yuppie Taco Bar.
Which is?
On the hill. The only...
Yep, high on the hill. Mount Adams Hill?
Yeah.
I got bad news for you, Betty Ann. You just blew your cover. Now all these pimply-faced high school kids that listen to the show that used to be in love with you and wanted to start the Betty Ann fan club because they think you're so hot in the shower.
They'll go
are
get
all going to be out eating Mexican food all weekend in every Mexican restaurant, and they're going to be looking for a girl whose name tag says Betty Ann, and so you better get your name tag changed.
They'll wander around Frogs Mountain buying handcrafted Guatemalan purses.
So you better go out right now and get a brand new name tag that says something like...
Halitosis.
Well, my cover got blown like 6 months ago, and no one ever came and tracked me down.
How did your cover get blown?
I don't know. I think one of you guys blabbed who I was.
I didn't, because I don't know.
And the thrill is gone.
Is it?
Yeah.
It's not the same anymore?
Yeah, no.
So really, so you haven't called in about 6 months, and it's been building up, and it's been building up.
It hasn't been 6 months, has it?
It's been a damn long time.
I know it has been.
And so the anticipation's been building up and almost to the point where it's unbearable.
What?
And then you call here, and it's so disappointing because we're not very good.
Well, once you move to Northern KY, the thrill's gone. You just kind of... do hick things. You don't do the hip mod happening things like listen to Chris and Rob on Tuesday night.
You go to the Florence Y'all.
Yeah, you're going to Florence Y'all. I go there almost every other day. It's half my life, I'll tell you.
Why?
Because that's the only thing to do over here.
Is go to the Y'all?
You go to the Y'all, you go to Biggs, you go to Walmart. Then you go and you eat Kentucky food and go to the racetrack.
Racetrack?
Yeah.
Horsies?
Oh, yeah.
You like watching the horsies?
Yeah, sure.
You like to bet? Or you just like to watch them run?
No, I'm not a betting woman.
What do you think about those little midgets hitting those horses with a stick?
Did you ever hear about the hair lip midget that tried to buy a horse?
Well, God, what choice do they have? Even they can do that, or they end up on some bad sitcom like Fantasy Island, and then... years later, they've got nothing to do with their career, so they have to go sell donuts.
The change. The change. Hey, you know what kind of M&Ms Hervé Villechaize really likes?
I don't know, the red kind?
The plain.
That's really
bad. That's awful.
That's cute.
No, it's not even close.
You'll be telling that tomorrow, Betty Ann.
I hardly think so.
You will be telling that tomorrow.
No, you don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so.
All right, I'm going to track you down tomorrow and find out. I'm going to talk to all your friends at the Y'all.
At the Y'all. That's where all my best friends hang out. And I've got hair that's 2 feet high.
You do?
Yeah.
You're a poof girl now?
Oh, that's what happens. The second you move across the river, you don't wear no shoes.
You start using
You lose half your teeth. And then you're just pregnant instantly.
Wow. And you get a bad dye job.
Yeah, sure do.
You got 2-inch dark roots?
Sure do.
Hey, now you're starting to sound good to me.
You go to the better salon before they show you how to Aquanet.
What the hell's an Aquanet?
Aquanet? You haven't heard no Aquanet over there?
No.
It's the best damn hairspray you ever could lay your hands on.
How long till you make it back to the Queen City?
Oh, probably tomorrow morning when I have to go back to work.
No, I mean permanently.
Permanently?
In other words, how long are you going to stay living down there in KY?
Our lease is up in September, so we'll be
here.
You're going to be there till September, huh?
You and your cats?
Huh?
You said hour. You talking about you and your cats?
No. Me and my ball and chain.
Oh, that guy?
Yeah.
Is it still the same guy?
Yeah.
Oh, he's awesome.
Must be
he's
true
going
love.
On tour.
Really?
He's going to Bahrain, Croatia, and Kuwait for
there's,
the whole month of August.
There's a big market for reggae rock bands in Kuwait, isn't there? Did you say
there is.
Kuwait? That's where he's going?
Kuwait, Bahrain, and Croatia.
Croatia?
Uh-huh.
Isn't that kind of a war zone right now?
Yeah.
Who's her manager? I tell you, I got that gig in Lebanon. They'll love you there.
They're playing for a team of UN medical doctors.
That could be cool.
Yeah, so they'll be safe.
Like the UN's safe.
Free medical.
Well, yeah, that's cool. You're kidding.
Nope.
You're kidding.
So I'll be very lonely in the month of August. So every Tuesday for the month of August, I'll be calling.
Well, we won't be here.
Are you going to be on strike again?
I can't believe we're talking. That would be our two-year anniversary.
Let's not even think about
it. 2 years of this crappy time slot. We've done almost 100 shows now at this time slot, 2 a.m. to 5 a.m. every Wednesday morning or Tuesday night, depending on how you look at it.
Depending.
Yes.
We've been the kings of talking to Queen City for the last
2 years.
80 some weeks now, 90 some weeks.
You guys.
Boy, Betty Ann, did you hear about next week's show?
No, what's next week's show?
Oh, we're going to talk to Keith Thompson, author of Angels and Aliens.
It's an important work written about the dichotomy between UFOs and ancient mythology. He talks about the visionary experience, angelic visions, near-death experiences, shamanic journeys, religious miracles, and the folklore encounters with fairies, and how it all corresponds to current UFO stories.
So it sounds like this guy just went and hung out in Hooters on a Friday night.
Is he going to be as good as the guy that was doing acid flashbacks and taking you on a nighttime celestial field trip?
That guy wasn't doing acid flashbacks. Horkheimer?
There was something wrong.
Captain
with
Jack
him.
Horkheimer?
This will be better than that.
He was just drunk.
This will be hot.
He was very drunk.
Oh, I had something really important, but I forgot entirely what it was. Entirely what has slipped my mind completely.
You know what? My mom's bringing us to the opera next month.
Ew, hillbilly opera.
Yeah.
That's like all the performers don't wear shoes?
No.
They have operas down there at the Carnegie Arts Center down there on Scott Street, don't they?
This is the big time. Jose Carreras. $100 a pop. Can you believe it?
Really? Wow, how much are tickets, though?
$100 a pop.
Well, I mean, if the refreshments are $100 for a pop,
oh, shut up.
How much is a ticket?
I'm going to hang up on
that. I heard somebody laughing in the background. And I tell you what, you will be telling that Hervé Villechaize joke tomorrow, because that's one of the best Hervé Villechaize jokes you've ever heard.
No, this is pitiful.
And if you're lucky, you'll bump into my Uncle Joe and he'll tell you the story about the hair-lit midget that tried to buy a horse.
Go ahead and lay it on us.
I'm not going to lay it on you. I don't even want to talk about it.
Was it Steve Cawthon?
Who?
Steve Cawthon.
What's Steve Cawthon?
He's a jockey.
I don't know anything about him.
He's from Kentucky.
We're back. This is Chris here at the Chris and Rob Late Night Talk Show. What's now? Tell me something, Jim. I hear Archie's going to be here in a minute, huh? Yo.
Keep your eyes peeled for that light buzzing out there.
Yeah, okay. It's buzzing. Anyway, I hear Archie's going to be here a little bit, so look forward to that. And the phone number here is 749-1444. All right, we're going to take a call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Guys.
Yes.
Bob.
Hi, Bob.
Hey, I want to talk about this whole rave thing.
Yeah, Bob, you're into rave, huh?
Oh, well, see, I started rave.
You started rave?
Everyone thinks, you know, it started in the clubs with the kids, but I started it, me.
Bob, you were the first one to ever rave, huh?
Well, it was a lot different. See, I owned a villa in the south of France. And we used to light it up with spotlights and everything, and all these young Asian boys would come in, and we'd call it a penis party.
Yeah, right.
Go to the doorway.
Instead of the brain drinks, the smart drinks, we'd have big cups of ecstasy.
Yeah.
Everyone get hot. Everyone get wet. It was great.
I bet it was great.
Then chicks started coming in, see, and they brought it back to America, and it became this whole big thing. You know, I started Vogue too.
Oh, Madonna, you were the first to Vogue. I thought Madonna started the whole Vogue.
Ah, she stole it from me. I ran into her in a bar one night. She was drunk as hell.
Bob,
stole my idea, and she stole it.
Bob, let me give you a piece of advice here. Every time you have a good idea, patent it.
I don't have time for patents. I'm too busy having a good time, smoking phallic cigars and all.
I know where you're coming from. I mean, I'm usually too busy partying and having a good time in order to get down to business. But otherwise, you know, one of these days somebody's going to steal all your ideas.
Hey, what up?
Come here, Arch. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to hang up on you now, Bob. Bye. 749-1444. Archie's here live in the studio with us. Say hi, Archie.
Hey.
Hey.
How's everybody be?
Everybody be fine.
Okie
dokie. This record is trash. Hang up that phone, will ya? My record is garbage. It broke. Got your harmonica?
I got it.
You got a record here, too.
Turn the light. Turn his mic on.
You're on. What you been up to tonight, Archie?
Well, we can leave her out of that.
Okay. we'll leave your ex-wife out of that, huh?
Yeah, right. Oof, right. How you guys been?
We're fine.
I appreciate the mess of blues.
You like the blues?
I like the mess of blues. You let me,
Renee, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Well, it's about time you guys have got a little quality programming. Your show next week seems to be very interesting, especially to us who are interested in those type of subjects.
UFOs?
No, the paganistic part about the folklore and...
Well, all this guy does is see the book that he wrote... kind of more or less as a history of UFO sightings, events, and abductions and such.
Uh-huh.
And then he ties it along to correlations between mythology, stories about fairies, parapsychology, all that crazy stuff.
Precisely.
In other words, he's saying maybe UFOs are just a modern-day myth.
Maybe.
Maybe.
But maybe the ancient mythology and fairies and all that is actual truth.
You think unicorns in the whole business?
No one said anything about unicorns. We're talking about fairies.
Elves and dwarves and fairies. Well, there's lots of fairies these days.
Yes.
I know what you're saying. Maybe it was true. Who knows? I mean, sometimes I see people, especially up in the Clifton area, that look like fairies or dwarves or elves.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been sitting outside in a field just kind of meditating and actually see the fairy folks come and play?
No, but one time I was out in a field meditating, and there were all these hobbits playing touch football.
You know another job that midgets can get besides working on a TV or being
horses.
A jockey is they can work for Ozzy Osbourne. He always seems to have a lot of midgets in his stage show.
Mm-hmm.
I am trying to be serious.
Or as extras in science fiction movies.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello,
guys. We're trying to be serious here. Hey, Renee.
What?
What's all this mean to you? What's your investment in this topic?
Investment in paganism?
Yeah.
Do I get off on a tangent in paganism again?
Just so you know, our topic next week is going to be UFOs, not necessarily paganism.
But it's tied into paganistic beliefs.
Mm-hmm. What are, for the uninitiated, fill us in, what are paganistic beliefs?
Okay, shall I give you the definition of a pagan.
Give us the definition of paganism, because when I think of paganism, I think of something that as an anti-Christian stance, a belief in things that are against Western religious doctrine.
Okay. The definition, everyone has their own definition of paganism, but paganism is an alternative religion, nothing having to do with Judeo-Christianity or Satanism. Contrary to what people may think, Satanists are not pagans because their religion is tied indirectly to Judeo-Christianity.
Right.
And that is the definition of paganism, an alternate religion that is not Judeo-Christian or Satanist.
Where does people always get these telephones from?
Hi, Archie.
Hey, Stuff, how do you be?
I'm fine. How are you?
Well, you know.
Same as always.
Every time I come over here, it seems like it's raining. Renee,
yeah?
How you doing this evening?
I'm doing just fine.
I'm going to play you a special song.
You're gonna play, you always play me a special song every time I see you.
Yeah. How you been feeling?
I've been feeling fine.
Oh, yeah.
That's good.
Well, we can get away from that paganism stuff.
Oh,
I'm
no.
I'm going to play some pagan blues. Around.
You know, whether people believe it or not, paganism is becoming a bigger religion.
Hold on. Are you serious? Whether people believe this? Like Tim Hedrick
and Pat Barry,
they're all pagans?
No,
the weather people believe this stuff?
Weather.
Tony Sands, remember Tony Sands?
That's Renee, right?
Yep.
Are those new? Did you just get those? I saw the price tag on them.
Well,
he's just too lazy to scrape it off, I guess.
Well, don't mention the term lazy around here. Man, make me mess with my horse derbies. Sandwich and a collard green platter go. Oh, butter bean sandwich, collard green platter go. Showing the sweet potato pie, you won't see me here no more. The big leg girl came to Baltimore and up and said she didn't love me no more. I said, look, girl, before you hit the front door, let me snatch that hangnail off your big toe. She said, look, here, fool, name where I sat. And I said, it's got to be jelly because the thing don't wiggle like that.
Remember remember how when you saw Dizzy Gillespie on the Muppet Show, his cheeks would get real big when he played trumpet? He looked like a big old blowfish. Yeah. But when Archie plays harmonica, his cheeks go in.
Yeah.
Opposite, they look like a big anti-blowfish.
That's called implosion.
Implosion. Ladies and gentlemen, Archie.
That was from Renee out there.
Okay, you're on, buddy.
Wow. What about this one? Is that all right?
It's a little red house over yonder. Lord, that's where my pretty big lay baby stays. It's a little red house over yonder. Lord, that's where my pretty baby stays. And I ain't had no good loving in 99 and one half day. Wait a minute, something's wrong here. Lord, I keep wanting to open up my own door. Wait, there's something wrong here, children. Lord, my key won't open up my own door. I got a strange, strange feeling. My baby don't love me no more. Well, I might as well go back over yonder. Lord, I gotta walk all the way back down that hill. I might as well walk back over yonder. Lord, I gotta walk all the way back down that damn old hill. Wait a minute, since she ain't gonna give me no good loving, just maybe her little sister will.
All right.